Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Sometimes ain't good enough, so you modify the plan. You swallow all your bitterness and you take the higher ground, hoping pieces of your former life might show up one day at some lost and found. But you gotta wonder if these clouds will ever clear. Here's a man drowning in his sorrow. Here's a man swimming in his pain. Now, here's a man trying to make it to tomorrow. So, here's another song about rain. Here's another song about rain.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Minnesota Homebrew. Hi, I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm, from the studios of KSRQ, Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls. And we're on our, we're into our seventh year of Minnesota Homebrew. Wow. We got a great show tonight, Twin Spins, the second Thursday of the month, but right in the middle, we're going to play an interview we did with singer-songwriter Greg Connor. So get set. It's a lot of fun. That first song we played this evening was Dave Dvorak, titled Another Song About Rain. Now, a little bit about Dave. He's a Minneapolis singer-songwriter who released his debut CD, Things You Cannot Measure, in the fall of 2016. In his other life, he works as an emergency room doctor, proceeds from the sales of this album directly benefit the Boat Refugee Foundation. Up next, she hails from the song-rich soil of Minneapolis. Never heard Minneapolis called that, but why not? Brianna Lane is the latest in a deluge of compelling songwriters flooding the region. Her vocals are both confident and fragile, running parallels to Mindy Smith or a close confidant to Americana veteran Patty Griffin. Here's Brianna Lane with Angel.
We were off to the races, throwing words like stones. We were living in a glass house till it shattered to the ground. We were up until the dawn, then you were gone. I wish I were an angel, and I could do no wrong. Instead, I make it mad as hell, then I fall apart, fall apart. You were headed to the border, you were never turning back. I was curled up like a fetus, feeling like a heart attack. We were up until the dawn, then you were gone. I wish I were an angel, and I could do no wrong. Instead, I make you mad.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
He was born in Kansas, but raised in South Dakota. His name is Roy Holdren, and he's been playing music all his life and has been part of the Minnesota music scene since the early 80s, playing in bands such as Sweetwater, Livewire, Massey Ferguson, Ringer, the Alfalfa Males, and now with Buffaloaf. Roy is the co-coordinator for the Twin Cities Workshop of the Nashville Songwriters Association International and makes regular trips to Nashville to write with songwriters there and to pitch his songs to major artists. New to MHB, here's Roy Holdren with Fish, Cut Bait, or Go Home.
Anything. Got his PhD on Grandpa's knee, track the seat and the front porch swing. Every Sunday after church, he'd change out of his one good shirt, grab his old khaki jacket and a can of worms and go fishing. He'd take me along. And he'd say, use both hands while learning. Keep taking up that slack. Don't waste time wishing, go fishing for the big one, 'cause you gotta throw the little ones back. You gotta learn when it's time to set the hook and when to leave well enough alone. When it's down to get doing and it's gotta get done, you gotta fish, cut bait, or go home. When I was 16, Daddy seemed lean, out of touch, old and in the way. Then about the time I turned 25, he started getting smarter every day. Now every morning I put on a fresh white shirt, grab a tie and a jacket and go to work. It's 100 mile a minute, life a man could get hurt, but I'm doing fine, just doing what my daddy said. And he said, use both hands while learning. Keep taking up that slack. Don't waste time wishing, go fishing for the big one, 'cause you gotta throw the little ones back. You gotta learn when it's time to set the hook and when to leave well enough alone. And when it's down to get doing and it's gotta get done, you gotta fish, cut bait, or go home. My daddy taught me to use both hands while learning. Keep taking up that slack. Don't waste time wishing, go fishing for the big one, 'cause you gotta throw the little ones back. You gotta learn when it's time to set the hook and when to leave well enough alone. When it's down to get doing and it's gotta get done, you gotta fish, cut bait, or go home. Fish, cut bait, or go home. Fish, cut bait, or go home.
We'd like to welcome to Minnesota Homebrew singer-songwriter Greg Connor from Savage, Minnesota. How you doing, Greg?
I'm doing really good. How are you doing?
Oh, I couldn't be better. And what a pleasure to speak with you today. Greg, for our listening audience, is not only a prolific songwriter, but he's also just a very nice guy, and I found that out when he played last year at our Ampers booth at the Minnesota State Fair.
That was a lot of fun.
It was. And I understand you're in Duluth?
I'm in Duluth, Minnesota. I've rented a dorm room for the month of July at my alma mater, the College of St. Scholastica. And I'm up here. We used to live here, so I've got lots of friends up here, and I've got a lot of hobbies like sailing that I'm doing up here. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, obviously you're younger than I am, because when I went to UW-Superior back in 68-69, St. Scholastica was an all-girls school.
Well, that's the way it should be.
Songwriting, you know, since this is a series on songwriters, we like to ask hopefully some pertinent questions. Do you recall the first song that you wrote, Greg?
You know, I think I was about 12 years old when I wrote my first song, and I don't remember that one, but I do remember the one that I wrote for my now wife, and it was called Thinking on Rita Blues.
Oh.
And when I wrote it, I sang it to her, and she accused me of singing that to every girl that I ever went out with and just changing the name.
Well, so. She'll never know the truth, will she?
Well, the truth is, I wrote it for her.
Yeah.
And that was when I was about 20, so.
Well, when you write a song, Greg, how do they get their beginning for most of the songs?
You know, it's sometimes it varies. I just love doing songwriting challenges where somebody comes up with an idea and then you write a song against it.
Ah.
I absolutely love that process. But I just have realized that life in general is just like a target-rich environment for songwriting. And I'll give you an example. I went out for breakfast here a couple days ago at one of my favorite places in Duluth, and over the cash register there was a plaque that said, "Have a nice day unless you have made other plans." And I thought to myself, you know, there's got to be a song in there somewhere without plagiarizing.
There you go. So do you find that you get most of your songs as you're sitting playing guitar or elsewhere?
I usually kind of do the playing and the writing at the same time. In fact, just before you called, I had a guitar sitting out on the couch here, and I was plunking around with a few different things. So, but it just kind of seems to come together naturally together.
Interesting. And you know, how do you know when it's done? And does it need any revising?
You know, what I've found is that songs that I've written 5-10 years ago, they keep evolving.
Oh.
And sometimes the beat changes slightly. Sometimes the, you know, a chord progression changes slightly. Sometimes all of that stays the same, and there's a word that comes into mind that fits better than a word that I had. So they seem like they're all works in progress as they go along. Yeah.
You know, I've often said to people that the secret is not in the writing, but the rewriting. Yeah,
I've heard that too.
Do you have a particular songwriter who influences you?
Well, you know, I've been a fan of music my whole life, and when I was a kid, it was Paul Simon, James Taylor, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Jackson Browne. I mean, it went all over the place. So a little bit of Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
Now I don't know. I still listen to a bit of music, but I don't tend to listen to the radio in the car much. I'll tell you that, and I don't know why, but I just have never done it. And it's probably because what they're playing on the radio isn't what I'm trying to achieve anymore. So, And I realized that I'm over the hill when I entered. I just recently entered this Hennepin County MN for Minnesota, MNSPIN program that they've got. And I was rejected for the second year in a row. So they didn't want my music in the library.
Oh. And when you write a song, do you usually see it out to the end?
I usually get them completed, yeah.
Yeah.
Almost always.
I think that you might be a rare one in that regard, because I think a lot of people, including myself, they sit there for a long time on the back burner.
I like your O.J. Simpson song, by the way.
I thought it was going to go...
Which is available on CD, baby.
Thank you. I thought it was going to go viral when he got out, and he came out with such low profile that it didn't go viral.
Oh. Well, the day is young. You never know what he might get into.
There you go. And then maybe it'll have a second life. Well, thank you for the compliment. I appreciate it. Hey, Greg, do you ever get writer's block?
You know... Not really. Sometimes, but I've learned how to go through it. When I was in fact St. Scholastic here, where I am right now, I went through a master's program that was 4 years of intensive writing, and I was ending up writing a 16-page paper every week while I was in school here. And then at the last year I was here, I wrote a thesis where I actually had a coach that was helping me write, a writer's coach. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of worked through a lot of that stuff. At the time that I was going to school here, I was living out on 40 acres on the north side of the Nemadji State Forest out in the woods. And my Irish setter and I would go for a walk at night if I got a writer's block. And then I'd, you know, come back and write everything down that I thought about while I was out on the walk for this. Usually it was for one of those papers. And so I've kind of just learned how to get through that writer's block.
Hmm. Interesting. Do you recall the longest song you've ever written?
The longest song I've ever written is probably Victim of Love. It's got two chords in it and a lot of words.
Sounds like a Bob Dylan song.
Yeah, and the chorus goes, the next time you hear that those sirens so clear and the ambulance lights in your rearview mirror, just move it aside, let them go by, they might be a victim of love.
Now, I know from our previous conversations that you're more into recording than you are performing, but do you get out and play once in a while?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm going to be playing... I've got two gigs this week, in fact. I'm going to be playing at my mother's nursing home, or assisted care facility is what they call them now. I did that once about 3 weeks ago when she first moved in there, and I got all the residents laughing and singing and applauding and smiling, and I thought, that is great. So I'm going to be doing that again this Thursday.
Nice.
And so that's one. And then I used to live in Duluth here, and I've got a lot of friends that play. And they invited me to play bass guitar in Cotton, Minnesota, this coming Saturday night for a dance. So if you're anywhere near Cotton, Minnesota, Carl, come on over. Because I know you play bass, too, and I might need a break.
I'm guessing it's on the Iron Range?
It's on Highway 53 on the way to Virginia from Duluth.
Okay, yeah, that's... I've been through it, I guess, but...
Yeah, don't blink.
Do you ever see a day when you'll stop writing songs?
No, no. You know what? I'm moving into my hobby stage of life now. The work stuff is kind of like getting in, pushed to the back, and all of the things that I'm interested in for hobbies are coming to the foreground. So, no, I doubt that I ever do.
Yeah, and I ask that because it's been reported that Gordon Lightfoot is not writing music anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because he probably will never record another album because of his vocal problems and his diminishing vocal power. And so someone said that he's not, but boy, that's hard to believe.
That is kind of a sad comment, too. It'd be fun to hear more of his stuff come out.
Yeah. Do you play any other instrument beside guitar and bass guitar?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got a whole basement full of stuff. Irish whistles, auto harp. I've got a national, what do they call the thing? It's a resophonic baritone guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that thing. It sounds like a piano when I finger pick it. So that's pretty neat. And what else do I play? I've got a couple of mandolins there.
I think I've seen a picture of you with a banjo.
I got a banjo. I don't have many friends when I play it, but yeah. I enjoy it.
Maybe, perhaps you were trying to avoid saying that over the air.
Well, I love playing that banjo, but I'm a little bit self-conscious with it because I don't practice it much, but I just absolutely love it. And every once in a while, I get into that vein where I'll play it for a couple of months pretty steady, and then it gets put back in the case and forgotten about for 6 months.
Did you come from a musical family?
Yeah, sure did. My dad played, he was one of those people that played anything. He could pick up any instrument and just play it. And so I grew up with piano being played. This is a story I've heard, is that when I was a year or two old, he would be singing a song, and I would come in on the chorus. So I don't actually remember that, but that's the story that goes told around the family.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. He played everything.
I like to joke with people that I play every instrument known to mankind. I just don't play them well.
That's a good one.
You have my permission to use that.
Thank you.
Craig, from an artistic point of view, what would you say is your best song?
I'll tell you, I'm the most proud of my album about Duluth and the North Shore. Mm-hmm. All of the songs that are on there are about some aspect of Duluth or the North Shore. I'm the most proud of that album. And on that album, probably The Bridge is the song that I'm the most proud of, which is a song that I wrote for the 100-year celebration of the Aerial Lift Bridge back in 2007.
And the name of that album?
Flowers Under the Snow.
Oh, yes, we've played many songs from that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, that's all of those songs. In fact, my wife and I were just talking about this album that, you know, this thing, I put this in all 30 Arrowhead libraries up here. I donated a CD for every one of the libraries, and all of the libraries over in Douglas County, too. So if any of your listeners are anywhere near one of those libraries, they can probably check that album out.
Well, that's neat that your music will live on.
Let's hope so.
Now, your latest CD is titled Listening to the Wind?
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about that CD.
Well, listening to The Wind, what I was looking for was an album to enter into this Hennepin County min spin. And so what I picked was some of the most upbeat songs that I have. And listening to The Wind, I'm hoping that you'll get a chance to play that today. That, you know, it's just kind of an upbeat story song. It's a story about sailors that have drowned while they've been sailing, which is what I'm doing this month, evidently. So, but the first song that's on this album is called Ghost Ranch, New Mexico, which I don't know if you've ever been to the Ghost Ranch, but it does have a little bit of an eerie quality in the air down there. And the story, if you actually knew the story of Ghost Ranch, you know, it's not scary at all, but it does have that quality to the environment down there where it lends itself to this eeriness. And it's so I wrote this song, Ghost Ranch, New Mexico, which is the first song on that album.
Well, it sounds like a good time for us to share Ghost Ranch, New Mexico by Greg Connor with our audience here on Minnesota Homebrew.
Sunshine can cure anyone. Slow it down to a steady pace. Forget about the human race. All I need is what's inside. I take the rest and let it ride. Ghost Ranch, New Mexico. A tale of witches in the desert air. Ghost Ranch, New Mexico. I think my mind's already there. Witches in the desert air. Ghost Ranch, New Mexico. I think my mind's already there. I wonder what's come over me. Almost like tranquility. I showed up here feeling pretty thin. Looking like I was all done in. A couple days in the desert sun. I think the healing has begun. It don't matter where I've been. That's what I heard on the desert wind. Ghost Ranch, New Mexico. A tale of witches in the desert air. Ghost Ranch, New Mexico. I think my mind's already there. I think my mind's already there. I think my mind's already there.
Great song, Greg.
Well, thank you very much, Carl.
How about the song Lady Luck?
Lady Luck was a song that I wrote when I first moved down here, or moved down to Savage, Minnesota. And it was kind of like a mixed signal song. It was this fellow, it's written about a fellow that has very good luck, but you know, he doesn't have a lot of skill. Mm-hmm. And it kind of blends in with Lady Luck, his girlfriend, that's by his side. So you kind of got both of those little things going on. But it was a song that seemed to resonate pretty well with people that I was playing for. And I was playing at this place called Creekside Community Center every Saturday morning. And so every Saturday morning I would try to come out with a different song that I would play. Most of them were old country western songs because that's what this whole band was playing. But every once in a while I was able to come out with a song that I had written. And this Lady Luck is pretty much an old country western style of the song. So,
well, let's give it a spin from Listening to the Wind. Here's Greg Connor with Lady Luck.
Born on the river near Memphis, Tennessee, and everyone said he was as homely as can be. And it don't matter, I take it all in stride. Lost in good fortune, Lady Luck was by his side. He met himself a sweetheart, cute as she can be. And everyone asked her what in him she did see. She just exclaimed, her eyes were open wide. He's my kind of fella, Lady Luck is by his side. Short on talent, long on luck, all he needs to get by. Just an old hound dog with a pickup truck, still got a twinkle in his eye. Can't remember just how long it's been since he had to sing the blues. And if you saw him, you'd say, look at him, he just never seems to lose. He walks along without touching the ground. At least that's how it seems to me. He simply smiles, everyone knows why. Filled with good fortune, Lady Luck is by his side. Short on talent, long on luck, all he needs to get by. Just an old hound dog with a pickup truck, still got a twinkle in his eye. Just an old hound dog with a pickup truck, still got a twinkle in his eye.
Greg, you mentioned that you play the Irish flute. Are you playing it on the song Irish Poem from that CD?
I think I am. I can't remember if that is on there or not, but I believe it is.
Okay. That's a neat...
And it's on a lot of these songs.
It's a neat instrument.
Yeah, I just love the sound of that. Do you play one of those?
No, I wouldn't mind learning. It brings to mind that movie with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, Far and Away.
Oh, yeah.
Where they play the immigrants. They come over and... Neat.
Yeah, yeah. I just really like the sound of those things.
When I woke to this morning's light, I heard robins in the air, and a peaceful remnant of last night, of a lovely dream still there. Well, I dreamed I was in Ireland with the rolling hills of green. And as I walked along the path, a bonnie lass I have seen. And I've lived a life of fortune with health and happiness. And I've stopped to smell the flowers bloom, and I know that I have been blessed. And yes, I work for money to keep my happy home. But it's not the thing that drives me on to write this Irish poem. And I've lived a life of fortune with health and happiness. And I've stopped to smell the flowers bloom, and I know that I've been blessed. Oh, I know that I've been blessed.
And what was the impetus for that song?
I think what it was more than anything is just the thing that motivates you through life. And for me, at least in the song context, it was more, you know, stopping to smell the flowers and that type of thing rather than pursuing this tremendous career. Mm-hmm. Of course, when you sell wieners for a living, you're right on the top anyway.
Yeah, that's now that's a interesting subject because you're talking to somebody who could live on sausages.
How was your trip to Chicago?
It was great, but I didn't get over to Palina Meat Market, which I've seen on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, which is just like sausage heaven. My cousins live like 50 miles from downtown, but they're still kind of, they call themselves in Chicagoland. But they don't really like going into the city much because they want to stay alive, they say. But I did get to meet 8 new first cousins once removed.
Holy cow.
Yep, my mom had an older half-sister whom she lost contact as a child, and I never met the lady nor her daughter, who had 12 children, and 8 of them showed up at this pizza parlor. Let me give a plug for Nemo's Pizza in Alsip, Chicago.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, next time I think I'll get a little more daring and go downtown. But sausages, what's that all about?
Well, that's what got me up to Duluth in the first place. I was a sales rep for Hillshire. And so I was, you know, selling wholesale to, you know, all of the warehouses up here and then ultimately to the retail grocery stores. So I was selling hot dogs and hams and fresh brats by the semi-load.
And do you agree with me? I'm hoping you do. Mustard only. On a sausage.
I like sauerkraut and mustard. That's one of my favorites on, like, a brat, fresh brat.
But no ketchup.
Yeah. I'll go either way. I like variety. But if I was having a brat with you, Carl, it would have mustard only.
Thank you. I remember the days when you could only get mustard at a ball game.
Really?
They did not have ketchup, like, when I was a little kid there in the stadium.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. No, perhaps my memory fails me, but seem to remember them saying there's no ketchup.
Oh, well, I got to tell you, it's going to be my wife's 66th birthday on Tuesday this week, and I've got plans to take her down to Brighton Beach, which I think you probably know where that is. It's right on Lake Superior, and they've got barbecue grills set up there, and we're going to take the driftwood that's off has come up on the shore, and we'll make a small fire and cook a couple hot dogs on a stick, and then we're having s'mores. But my wife has requested mustard, no ketchup.
Oh, I love her already. July 3rd, then, you're saying?
July 3rd is her birthday. Yeah.
I have 3 friends who turned 68 on July 3rd.
Holy cow.
Two are classmates, and one is a gentleman from Thief River Falls here. And then yours truly turns 68 on the 5th.
Your birthday's the 5th?
Yes. I was born on the very same day as Huey Lewis.
Holy cow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's some lineage.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know if you've heard about what's going on with him, but he's lost his voice.
No, I didn't know.
Yep. You should Google that up because he's having serious vocal problems. He's gone to several clinics throughout the world to try to find out what's going on.
Oh, boy.
What a pity.
Yeah. I really enjoy his music.
Yeah. I was looking forward to taking my wife because she's a big Chicago fan, and I wanted to introduce her to Chicago with Blues.
Yeah.
Kind of like Blood, Sweat, and Tears. But hey, earlier you mentioned the title song to Listening to the Wind. You want to elaborate on that, Greg?
Listening to the Wind, the title song for that album, is it's kind of a real eerie, a little bit on the eerie side at least, song that's got a story behind it that is about sailors that are that have been lost at sea. And so you've got this kind of like, I'm kind of at a loss on what you would call it, but it's this story where you can actually hear the sailors calling to you because you're listening to the wind. For me, it was kind of a neat song to write, and I liked it enough so I wanted to try to share it with this Hennepin County Library, but I was rejected. So.
Well, we accept you here.
Oh, thank you, Carl. I feel better.
Now, Lake Superior, of course, is no stranger to shipwrecks. I taught in Elmwood, Wisconsin back in the 80s, 3 short years, high school English, and the history teacher there was actually on the Edmund Fitzgerald for 2 summers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. My wife is just reading a book about the Edmund Fitzgerald that was written by one of the other captains that was following during that storm. Mm-hmm. And she said it's just fascinating.
Yeah.
I was going to mention this on this album or this song, Listening to the Wind. We had been talking about Irish whistles, and I think I'm playing 2 different Irish whistles on this song, and you'll hear them when you hear the song.
It adds to the eeriness.
Yeah, it adds a little bit to that.
Well, let's give a listen to Listening to the Wind by Greg Connor.
Legend that the sailors told, tales shared from long ago, secrets that are captured in the air. It comes to you from far away, whispered roars that fade away, answers that are carried on the breeze. Only heard listening to the wind. It takes a somewhat special ear. It's true that doubters cannot hear the stories they're waiting to be told. And I can hear them calling now. Honestly, I don't know how the sailor's fate unfolds in front of me. And I can see, listening to the wind. Thank you. sailing, never to return another day. Storms and trouble calling me, all those sailors lost at sea. And then peace comes in the end. In the air, listening to the wind. In the air, listening to the wind.
Well, Greg, thanks for those four songs from your Listening to the Wind CD. Do you have another project in the works?
Well, right now I'm kind of puttering around with this little plaque that I read at my breakfast here a couple days ago. Have a nice day unless you have made other plans. And I'm going to probably come out with an album or a song about that.
I just can't believe how prolific you are and how your songs are so varied in their themes. And we really, really enjoy playing them here on Minnesota Homebrew.
I'll tell you, I really appreciate the audience, so thank you, Carl.
Oh, so there is one person listening out there.
I'm usually listening. And I'll also mention, I want to put a plug in for TJ's. I would love to get in on those songwriting challenges that you do.
Well, when TJ canceled their open mic, at least for the summer, and it, due to lack of musicians and customers.
Oh.
Yeah. But hey, how about this? How about if I just personally challenge you to write a song about a certain subject, and we'll come up with each of us will come up with one, and then we'll play them on Minnesota Homebrew.
That sounds great, and I'll bet if you announce it on the radio, you might get a few other takers as well.
Okay, and feel free to challenge me, because I have been in a slump. My muse must be in prison or something, because I haven't finished a song in like 3 years, and that's just like unbelievable.
Well, how about if I put this this phrase on your Facebook that I've been repeating, have a nice day, and you try that one.
Unless you have other plans.
Yeah, unless you have other plans.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today on Minnesota Homebrew, Greg. We wish you the best of health, much success, happiness, and keep writing those wonderful songs.
Well, thank you, Carl, and thank you for the opportunity to play on your program.
And we'll have you back another time.
Great. Thanks.
We trust you enjoyed that interview with Greg Connor. What a fine musician and a fine human being. Here's another tune by Roy Holdren. This one's titled Next Time I'm Gone, followed by Pancakes by Brianna Lane.
I'll tell you what'll happen if you lie to me again. I'll be in my truck and out of here so fast your head will spin. You'll be standing on the front steps, tears dripping off your chin. And that old stain in the driveway, that'll be me out in. Of betraying love that's so strong. If I hear you've been with him, it's me you'll be missing. This time I'm staying, next time I'm gone. at all those hangers without shirts. You'll feel me in your empty bed. And babe, what's even worse, everywhere you look, I'll be there, 'cause I'm not. Except in every memory, you'll wish that you forgot. Next time I'm gone, don't be entertaining thoughts of betraying a love that's so strong. If I hear you've been with him, it's me you'll be missing. This time I'm staying. Of betraying a love that's so strong. If I hear you've been with him, it's me you'll be missing. This time I'm staying. Next time I'm gone, don't be entertaining thoughts of betraying a love that's so strong. If I
together in the evening.
Closing out the show with a tune by Dave Dvorak titled Just One Life. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, whether you're talking music or you're talking beer, shoot for quality over quantity. See you next week on Minnesota Homebrew.
Trying to make this scene, you're looking for answers on your cell phone screen. But you're just another rat, you're running in the race. Ain't there more to life than increasing its pace? Watch out, cause you're spreading a virus known as greed. We got everything we want, but we don't know what we need. Trying to sell us more and more stuff. When we're gonna realize that we got enough? There's gotta be another way. You feel it when it cuts you like a knife. We've got a million choices in this world, but still we're given just one life. Just one life. Man on my TV wants to build a wall. His ego is big, but his hands are kinda small. He says he's gonna make America great again. He's stirring up the hate and his people all shout amen. They're blaming our neighbors with the darker skin. Say they all gotta leave if we're ever gonna win. Maybe there's a chance we can rise above and trade out that fear for a little love. There's gotta be another way. You feel it when it cuts you like a knife. We've got a million choices in this world, but still we're given just one life. Just one life. All right, listen up. You say you want to build a better land. Unclench your fist and open your hand. It ain't that hard to understand. Take my bad habits, put them on a shelf. Take a little time to get over myself. I'm gonna take off my watch, forget about time. See how this world can be so sublime. I'm gonna try to make a life, not just a living. Take a look around and do a little giving. Don't matter at all. What's the weather? I think we all can get through this together. But there's gotta be another way. You feel it when it cuts you like a knife. We've got a million choices in this world, but still we're given just one life. Just one life. One life. A million choices. A million choices.